Good morning, Sunshine Country. It is Friday morning, September 26th. It's 19 minutes past the hour of 8 o'clock and 52 degrees. Blue skies and sunshine out the north window. And I have the opportunity this morning and pleasure to visit with Clarinda Regional Health Center, Ryan Shadova, with me. How are you, Ryan?
Good. I'm good.
I'm nice to see you. I got that right.
Yes, you did. Thanks for having me.
So it is a pleasure to get to visit with you. How is, fall going for you? Going well?
Yes, I like the cooler weather.
So what do you, is there a busier time or does it just, with your employment, are summers busy or fall's busy, winter, or does it matter?
You know, it doesn't matter. We're kind of, it's.
Whatever happens.
Yeah. You know, the winter gets busy, flu, pneumonia,
sure.
A lot more falls, but we've had a lot of patients recently too. So
yeah
you kind of don't
you
know what's going to come. Yeah.
You can't know for sure. But I like fall. I like watching the harvest. I like the combines and the
colors.
I love it. I just
craft
love it.
Craft fairs.
Yes. All of the things. Band-Aids.
Yes.
You name
all
it.
That's coming up.
You name it, right? It's all coming. So now you are an RN.
I am.
With Clarinda Regional Health Center.
Yep.
How long you've been there for a while?
So I've been at the hospital, Clarinda Regional Health Center, for 10 years.
Okay.
I've worked in a few different departments. This last year, I took over as the transitional care coordinator. I work with our swing bed patients that come in, and we help them transition home.
Okay. Let's talk about it. When you say transition, you say swing bed. That's what most people would think of, right?
Yes. So that's the program through Medicare is the swing bed and the skilled care.
What is that? What are we talking about?
So what that is, that we're helping patients who've had a hospitalization, surgery, or an illness, and they've been in the hospital and maybe don't feel quite as safe to go home yet.
Okay.
Maybe they need some more therapy. Sometimes they need more IV medications, antibiotics a lot of time, and that's hard to do at home when you have it more frequently. And so we offer for them to be able to stay with us.
Okay.
And we can help them with therapy. We can help them with their medications, special equipment before they go home and make sure they're really going to discharge home.
So safe. I'm not in the hospital necessarily for that type of care, but I don't feel quite comfortable going home. This is kind of that, transition, right?
Yep. We're transitioning them. They do have to have an acute stay. So from Medicare to qualify for their program, they have to have been in the hospital for 3 midnights acutely within 30 days to be able to kind of qualify for that benefit.
Okay. Has this grown? Are you seeing this taking off? Is it?
Oh, yes. We increased our numbers by 60% over the last year.
Wow.
And I think that really shows that it's needed in not only our community, but Southwest Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
So I've had patients from all of the surrounding communities. I've had referrals from St. Joe, Maryville, Des Moines.
Yeah.
So, you know, our patients, when they are sent out, they get sent to the city, and that could be any city surrounding. And so they really like to come home and be closer to home to finish what they need to do before going home.
How do you measure when someone is ready? What's the metric to leave from transitional care to go home? What are some of those, success? How do you know this person's ready? They're ready to move on.
So it's a team effort.
Yeah.
We have a care team that comes together. It's therapy. It's the provider, dietitian, social services, myself. And we look at what the patient's goals are, what they need to go home safely.
Yeah.
And through their whole stay, we're measuring that. How are they reaching those goals? And then to go home, sometimes they go home with home health. Sometimes they go home with other services. So it's an ongoing process.
Everything is specialized.
Yes.
Have you noticed, Ryan?
Everything is specialized.
I would assume there's probably a line of equipment. There's probably some certification or training or specialization that goes along with this. Is that true?
Yep. So we do have a few different things than maybe some of other hospitals have. I have a life enrichment specialist that works with my patients, the swing bed patients, to help them with their leisure activities before going home.
Who is that?
It's Kelly Schultz. So she's our life enrichment specialist
now. Did I visit with Kelly?
You visited with Rachel.
Oh, okay.
We had her.
Okay.
And then Kelly is our life enrichment specialist now, and she gets to do a lot of the fun stuff, but it's showing patients, even if you have precautions or limitations, when you go home, you can still do your hobbies. You can still do the things that you like to do.
Yes.
Our patients, a lot of times we bring in special equipment that they maybe can't get at home, specialized beds, and different things to come in. So, and we're always learning new things. Like, we try not to say no to referrals.
Yeah.
Even if it's something we haven't worked with before, we do education with our nurses. So we've learned about a lot of new things and been able to accommodate for a lot of different patients.
So are there partnerships in this that you have, that you've developed with this program?
Not partnerships, but relationships. So okay. I work with the city hospitals. Their yes. case managers call me, you know, and when you've done it a lot of times, like, we get to know each other. I have hospitals that will call me just to ask questions. Yeah. Maybe they have a patient that they're having a hard time finding placement or something, and they'll call okay. and ask me what our thoughts are. So it's more relationships that building with them.
Okay. Where's it go? If you say this is grown, and by the way, we're visiting with Ryan Shadova from Clarinda Regional Health Center, and you work with the transitional care program. You are the...
I'm the coordinator, the transitional care coordinator. So I work with our swing patients.
So if it's grown 60% in the last year, where's it going from here? And I guess with that, it seems to me there's a push that with modern medicine, people don't stay in the hospital quite as long, right, for care.
Yep.
We're going to get you out and get you moving. You're going to move on your way. With that, it seems to me there would be a growing need for transition care.
There is. There is a need for it. So, you know, growing further, I think our numbers will just continue to go up. And the more I get out there, the more that I am talking about our program and our offers, our numbers continue to grow up because patients want to be safe going home.
Yeah.
Transitional care really helps with decreasing readmissions. So readmissions is a big deal in hospitals. Someone who maybe wasn't ready to go home, now we're back in the hospital within a week or 30 days. And transitional care helps to make sure that person is safe and has what they need to go home. No one likes to be in the hospital the first time. They definitely don't want to go back to the hospital a second or third time. And so we want to make sure they really get home and have all the tools they need and they're as strong as they need to be to go home.
Yeah. I see one of the things in the notes, that telehealth and remote monitoring.
Yep.
Is that growing?
That is growing. We have a lot of opportunities with telehealth that we can have specialists that can come through the telemonitor or telehealth to see our patients.
Yes.
So I work when I have patients that come from the city, maybe they have a follow-up in a week and, you know, it's hard for them to get to the city. It's always hard to get to the city, but we can work with that specialist and they can still see the patient while they're with us without them having to travel out. So we've had ortho follow-ups, you know, pulmonology. We have a lot of things we can do now.
I like that a lot because I don't want to go to the city.
Not a lot of people do, especially with traffic.
Just a hassle and, you know, anyway, not to be grouchy this morning, but they can do it right there and I don't have to deal with that. So thank you for that. And it's kind of personalized, right? I mean,
every patient is a different patient. Every patient has their own plan. That's why it takes a team. We all go in, we look at the patient, we look at their caregivers, their family, where are they living, what are their needs. It's not a one-size-fits-all.
Right.
So each patient we get is different, and the care we give them and the plan we make for them is personalized.
So you get, like you said, it reduces readmissions, right,
yes.
which everybody loves that.
Yes.
It's close to home.
It is.
Which I just said, that's great for, you know, I don't necessarily want to go deal with everything you have to deal with. I can stay home. I stay close to home, close to my loved ones. These are all check marks in the good column, right?
They are
great things. I would think that it would help speed recovery. Does it help speed recovery?
It does. So when swing bed, they've looked at the numbers over the years, and so they have another option with long-term care. They do skilled care.
Yeah.
But there was an article that came out that showed that swing bed, our therapy, like, they're doing 2 to 3 times a day, an hour, 2 hours a day. So they're usually getting home within like 14 days, 10 to 14 days, because we are so intense. Like, you're really focused on that patient.
So you say you work with other area hospitals and providers that may have candidates. Is that correct? Or patients that may come to you. What are you looking for? Do you think this is someone we can help? We have the services to help this person, or how do you determine who gets to come to the
So we'll get a referral. So if someone goes to the city, a lot of times they'll work with a social worker or a case manager, and they'll ask, you know, we don't feel like you're safe to go home. Would you like to go somewhere else for skilled care or swing bed? And they can, they give them a choice. They give them, I think they give them a paper that shows different options. And the patient just has to say, you know, I'd like to see about Clarinda Regional Health Center.
Okay.
Then I get a referral. I get like their notes. We look over therapy notes. And then that's when the team kind of decides, is this someone who qualifies?
Okay.
Is this someone we can help? Do we have the services? Like I said, we don't like to say no. So we like to look at everything first.
Yes.
And then kind of brainstorm, what can we do? I the last year, I've been able to bring a lot of people home who maybe would have had to have stayed in Des Moines,
yeah,
or in the city, and you know, their wives or their husbands or their kids weren't able to see them every day. And then we get them in our program, and they're, yeah, seeing them every day. Family members are coming in. Our communities are so good and so small. You know, church members are coming in. So,
wow,
you know, and that really helps with their therapy and with their getting them ready to go home.
No doubt about it.
Better.
No doubt about it. So, what hypothetical scenario?
Uh-huh.
So, you have a knee replacement.
Okay.
And maybe I have some other underlying health issues, and I'm not, I have my surgery, but I'm not, you know, I'm ready to move out of acute care with,
yes,
whatever there. Then my I would contact you, or would my physician contact you and say, this person, they're ready to move on?
So
but maybe they need
the
a little
city,
bit of help. How would that work?
If you're in the city, a social worker or case manager,
gotcha,
will contact,
okay,
me.
Right.
And the patients can always say, you know what, I don't feel like I'm ready to go home yet, even after those surgeries. I think I might need some more time. And then that's when we get reached,
gotcha,
out to. But I've had wound care. We have wound care at Clarinda Regional Health Center. I've had them come to me and say, hey, we have this patient. They need the specialized stuff. What can we do for them? You know, and we work together. So I work with a lot of departments, even in the hospital,
yeah,
to see what we can do for patients.
Very good. So now, does it, and I suppose every case is individual, but is this like typically a 2, 3, 4 day stay, or is, or transition care? Or is it a couple weeks?
It varies.
Okay.
You know, it just depends on the patient and what their needs are. Some patients may only need a week of therapy and they,
yeah,
can go home. Some may need a month longer. Medicare allows for 100 days,
okay,
of swing bed, and they have to qualify and continue to show improvement to use those days. So it's all very individualized.
Okay.
We don't limit.
Every
we
case
just
is.
Look at the patient.
You look at every case.
Yes.
And,
yep,
what that case may take.
Yep.
I got it. But you've had real success with it, obviously.
We have. I'm very proud of it, and I think we're all. Our care team is very proud of what we've done.
Mm-hmm.
I'm proud of the team we have. Everybody works so well together, works with our patients, and it includes the nurses, the staff, the providers, the therapy department, dietitians, everybody.
And the program, is there a limit to the number of patients you can take?
No, we don't have a limit.
Okay.
We look at our census, you know, every day,
yeah,
to make sure, because we do have acute and observation patients that come in, but we don't limit to what we can take.
That's great. It says swing bed, so in my mind, I'm thinking it's singular, but it's really not singular.
It's not.
No,
nope.
You can take many patients. You have many beds,
yes,
available,
yes,
for swing,
yep,
bed.
Yep.
I like it. And then it just is that little extra help to get from your hospital stay to home.
Yep, to home, so you're home safely and you don't have to come back.
How do people reach out to you, or how can people find out more about the transition care program?
So we do, on our website, there is a site for transitional care, so at Clarinda Regional Health Center.
Yeah, which is clarindahealth.com.
Yep, and
okay,
so if you go to services, transitional care does have, we have our own site on there that talks about it. People can reach out to me, and I've had families reach out to me. My number is 712-542-8292,
uh-huh,
and I have, like I said, family members and other providers that have reached out to me. But also, if you're in the hospital, sometimes it's emergent. You can ask about that and,
mm-hmm,
ask about, you know, if I'm not ready to go home, what options do I have? And those case managers and social workers reach out to me too.
I'm looking at that at your website, by the way. And when you talk about the some of the services, you have a bunch of services available.
We do. All the services that the hospital can provide,
yeah,
our swing bed patients get. But like I said, we also do have that recreational therapy, that life enrichment specialist,
right,
that goes through. She works too with our acute and obs patients, but she really focuses on our swing bed patients, helping them get home. If there's a service we don't offer, we try to figure out how we can do it. And that might be through telehealth. That might be through working with another company, getting equipment.
Wow.
So coordinating all of that.
But I don't know. You have a bunch of services that are available, it looks like to me. Goodness, just about everything is available. So is there an average length of stay?
Our average length of stay is like 7 to 10 days.
Okay.
Yeah. I think for the year we had that, but we've had patients that have been there for 4 to 6 weeks for IV antibiotics.
Right.
You
but
know,
for the
a
most
lot
part.
Of those.
I mean,
yeah,
average,
most average, part, it's going to be like 7 to 10 days, maybe 2 weeks. We're going to get you home because when they come to us, they're pretty stable.
Yeah.
You know, they're not acutely ill any longer, and we just want to make sure you're going to get stronger and you're really ready to go home.
It's a great program, really.
Yes, I enjoy working with it. It's just been really great working with these patients and getting them closer to home and then getting them home.
I bet they're super happy to go home, though.
It's they are. Everybody wants to go home. Everybody wants to go home.
But you're seeing people, you're seeing, when you have a patient and they've come to your transition care program, you see them get better on a day-to-day basis.
Yes.
I mean, you can see that improvement, right?
Yeah.
From day to day.
Our team, you know, we get to build that relationship with them. When someone's acutely ill, there's a lot going on.
Right.
And
right.
whether they're in the city or even with us, there's a lot going on. We're worried about a lot of things. You know, we're doing your medicine. We're looking at how you're doing. With our transitional care, we're able to build those relationships.
Yeah.
I check in on people every day. How is it going? How was your weekend? How was therapy? The therapists build relationships. So we do get to see that every day. We do get to see their increasing, but we get to hear about what they're worried about, what their fears are going home.
Well, some of the stuff is, I mean, can be intimidating. If you're not a medical professional like yourself, you know, when you're talking wound care, some of that stuff, that can be intimidating.
It is, and I try to work with the patients and the families, too, as kind of that middle person.
Yeah.
You know, you've had a lot of this going on. What are your worries?
Yeah.
What do you need to know? What can we find out for you? I'm the only nurse in my family, and a lot of times if something happens or something goes on, you know, they call me.
Ryan, what this is going on? What do I need to do? What do I need to be concerned about this? Or
we're worried about this, and so I understand that with these patients coming in, a lot of times they don't have someone or their families don't.
Right.
You know, and building that relationship with them and just talking with them and what can I do for you? What can I explain to you? And what do we need to do so you feel more comfortable?
Very good. Ryan Shadova with me.
You did.
an RN, and she is the transitional care coordinator at Clarinda Regional Health Center. One more time, Ryan, I want you to tell me how can people get in touch with you or CRHC about transitional care services that you have.
So I can be called directly. You can call me at 712-542-8292. But also our transitional care, we have a page on the Clarinda Regional Health Center website that you can go to as well to call there. Or if you're in the hospital, if you're in the city, you can ask about transitional care to the case manager, the social worker, if you feel like you're not quite ready to go home.
What's the best part of your day?
You know, the patients are the best part of the day, especially when you do see them improving, when they're ready to go home, when you see when they come in and they're admitted and they're kind of sad or they're fearful or they're feeling sick and
they just
see that change.
When they come to see you, they've been through a pretty traumatic experience many times, right?
And not just them, their family members, their caregivers. And so seeing them kind of open up and realize we're here to help you, we're here to get you home safely, and we want to talk to you. We want you to be involved in your care.
Love it. Very cool. Great program.
Yeah.
And it grew 60% last year.
It did.
Wow.
It did. There's a need in our communities
Absolutely.
For it.
What's the rest of your day hold today?
I have referrals. Going through referrals, working with our team.
Yeah.
You know, working with therapy. So, yeah, that's mostly most of my days.
Very good. You do a lot of that.
I do.
And you can, and one other thing, you can, it can be any age, right? I mean, you can work with people of any age in transitional
care. We can, yep. A lot of times it's dependent on insurance. So Medicare is the main reimbursement.
Gotcha.
They have a program, but private insurance is also, you know, we can work with them, Medicaid. But Medicare is usually the main one that does it. Even the Advantage plans as well. So,
all right. Yep. Very good. It's a great program. Obviously, there's a need for it. Nice to see you. Enjoy the sunshine today. It's going to be blue skies and sunshine here. So
yes, it's beautiful weather out.
Yeah,
I
absolutely
like this weather.
Hey, what do you, when you're not at the hospital, what do you do for fun? What are your hobbies?
Well, golfing is over.
Yeah.
So I have a team of women I golf with during the summer. So now we're bowling. I bowl on Wednesday nights. I'm not consistent.
So which game is better, your golf game or your bowling game? Which one's stronger?
It depends on the day. I would say if I could do my score bowling for golfing, I would really be fantastic. But unfortunately, I can't. Getting better, but yeah, I'm just, it's a hobby, not a profession.
Gotcha. So you like to spend some time golfing and bowling. That's your...
Yep, that's what we do. Our kids are all graduated, so
yeah.
My husband and I are kind of finding different hobbies to do. I have a grandson who's 2.5, so they live in Farragut. I do get to spend time with him. That's the best part of my week when we get to have him. So.
Absolutely, very cool.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't know when you bowl again, but best of luck to you.
Thank you. So, next Wednesday. So,
there you go. Sounds great. What's the name of your team?
Rowdy Rollers.
The Rowdy Rollers.
Yep.
You have a shirt where it says Rowdy?
We do. I have several shirts. One of our bowlers makes shirts, and we joke that we have like 85 shirts. So, yeah, every year we get a lot of new shirts. She just made a new one for the holidays.
The Rowdy Rollers. I love it. Very good. Well, thank you for stopping by.
Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure to visit with you. Make it a good one. Ryan Shadova with us this morning, and she is the Transitional Care Program Coordinator at Clarinda Regional Health Center. Our thanks to Ryan for stopping by. Make it a great day.
Let's see what's happening with the weather in Sunshine Country. This report brought to you by John's Heating and AC Service.